Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Joe Biden's last-minute move to hobble Donald Trump. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Joe Biden is obviously counting the days when he no longer will be in office, so he is trying the hardest that he can to hobble President Donald Trump by pushing in these radical activist judicial nominees through the United States Senate. And these individuals, once confirmed, if they are confirmed, can serve for 45 to 50 years. In fact, Holly, we looked at some of the judicial nominees that were confirmed under Jimmy Carter back in the 70s. And we have a number of them that are still serving on the bench.
Wow.
That means they were nominated and they have been serving on the federal bench for 45 to 50 plus years.
And, you know, we thought when he was president, he had been the worst, but I think Joe Biden wins the award. So speaking of counting the days, he's not the only one that's counting the days till he's out of office.
That's right. There's a lot of people counting the days,
yeah,
but he's certainly counting the days. And so what he wants to do is to try to leave some semblance of legacy that would ultimately hobble Donald Trump's Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
And that is to put as many of these judicial nominees on the federal bench as possible.
Yeah, we're not talking about a positive legacy here.
No, because these judges are ones that will clearly impact public policy and judicial decisions. I mean, you look, for example, at some of the cases involving President Donald Trump. Look at the prosecutor down in Georgia. Look at the prosecutor up in New York. These individuals are prosecutors. They're not judges, but they're prosecutors. But they wield enormous power over people. And they can use that power, if they're not restrained to do the right thing, for terrible situations. You know, Donald Trump is able to defend against all of those judicial onslaughts by these prosecutors. Most people are not able to. And so when you take the machinery of the government, particularly the court system, and you wield it as a weapon against individuals, it can have consequential impact. And so you look at, for example, judges. Look at Florida, for those of you who have followed our discussion on Florida. It was 35 years ago that seven individual judges on the Florida Supreme Court imposed abortion on Florida in 1989 by a vote of these judges, reinterpreting the law to say that the Constitution allows abortion. If you go back to 1973, there were judges on the Supreme Court, justices, that for 49 years hobbled the United States of America with the bloodbath of abortion. These are judges. If you look, for example, at same-sex marriage, we won about 60-plus cases defending marriage all across the country until this case at the United States Supreme Court in 2015 by a 5-4 opinion, the Obergefell opinion, and one justice made the difference in imposing this same-sex marriage opinion on the nation.
Well, you know, every judge takes an oath to uphold the Constitution. But as you know, every time we go into court, we'll look at each judge and who appointed that judge, and we can pretty much predict whether or not that judge will uphold the Constitution or will, you know, apply his or her own radical agenda.
So they do take the oath to uphold the Constitution. The real question is, it's almost kind of like Bill Clinton. It depends upon what the definition of is.
Right.
Is.
It's fluid, yeah.
And so what is the Constitution to them? Is it something that is written in stone, in law, and it is to be interpreted based upon its original meaning, its words, what it was designed to do? Or is it some malleable thing that you just start with and then you jump off of it like a springboard and go into your own direction?
Right.
And that's the difference between somebody who's more of a strict constructionist, an originalist, versus somebody who's a judicial activist. And of course, the ones that Joe Biden has been wanting to appoint are individuals who are activists, mm-hmm. who they may take that oath, but oftentimes when it comes to these social issues, when you come to abortion or marriage or the LGBTQ issues or boys in girls' sports, those kinds of things, they can distort the law right. to whatever they want. And then the question is, I know that is extra constitutional, it's outside of the Constitution, but then how do they get checked? The only way they get checked is because they get an appeal and they get perhaps overturned. But remember, there are tens of thousands of cases that are at the lower district courts and the courts of appeal in the federal side of things. Only 70 to 80 of those cases every year are selected by the United States Supreme Court to take for review. So most of these decisions are being done and they end at these lower courts, and that's right. where Joe Biden is placing these individuals.
Well, we see that activism happening, though, in every court, including all the way up to the high court.
Yeah, so I would encourage you to go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. We have a petition there and a fax program where you can tell the senators, the United States senators, to do their job and stop Joe Biden's last-minute court-packing plan. I know that this is something that is critically important because this will be Joe Biden's final legacy. He is trying to get as many of these judicial nominees through. And shockingly, you know, President Donald Trump was able to nominate and appoint a lot of judges to the lower courts, and obviously three Supreme Court justices.
And those make a difference.
And Joe Biden is basically about ready to pass him
right.
in terms of the number of people he will appoint on the lower courts.
Yeah.
That is staggering.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the Senate Republicans haven't been doing their job. And right now, they need to do their job. And in fact, on a recent confirmation by one of the very liberal judges, a couple of senators didn't even show up. They did not show up to vote. And so consequently, if they had shown up, they would have been able to block the nomination confirmation, but they didn't show up. Now, you can say, well, I know they were out doing some things because they're nominated for the cabinet, like J.D. Vance and Senator Marco Rubio, right? But that doesn't mean that they're not supposed to do their job. I know Senator J.D. Vance, the vice president, candidate, nominee, elect, he downplayed it. Look, this is nothing to just brush off. You have a great job responsibility as vice president. You have a great job responsibility as Secretary of State for Marco Rubio. But these people will outlast all of us.
Right. And we cannot be irresponsible. As you're mentioning, we cannot be caught asleep. And yes, we're counting down the days to January 20th, but we cannot be caught asleep in the meantime.
That's right. We can't be caught asleep because these people, I mean, it's you know, I think here's the difference. You lose a vote on a particular statute or law. Well, you may be able to have another one and undo that, repeal it. But you put one of these people on the bench and they get through and they get confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? Once they're on the bench, they're there for life.
Right.
This is a life position. Like I said, it's shocking when we went back and looked at this. I was curious how many Jimmy Carter nominees are still on the bench. We're talking 50 years ago. Some of these were nominated in 1977.
And I imagine some of them should have left the bench by now, but they're still hanging on.
And what they do is they go into what's called senior status.
Yeah.
Which means they could be in their mid-80s, they could be up there. And senior status means they have less law clerks and they have a lower caseload, but they still vote. They still are part of the opinion. So these people that are going to be slipping through the United States Senate, Holly, this is shocking. They'll be there for the rest of my life.
Right.
Absent some health issue or they decide to just move on, if they decide to stay like these Carter appointees, they'll be there for five decades or more. That's shocking. That's why it's so critically important. Go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. You can learn more about some of these nominees and make your voice heard to the members of the United States Senate. Show up, do your job, and stop Joe Biden's final attempt to pack the courts. This is his final move to try to hobble President Donald Trump before he takes the oath of office on January 20, 2025. That's lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.